evidently he liked.
He drank four or five or six a day, all the time.
What was that about Daddy, that when Daddy came to town, he stayed in the hotel? And when he first came to town, he stayed in the hotel, and Papa had the store there on the corner, you know. And who was it? Was it the Malones? Was it Ms. Malone that had the hotel then? That she went to the drugstore or something to get Daddy a milkshake. He was sick. Daddy got sick. And what was that, Aunt Gladys? She came...
I don't remember that.
She came to the... she came... The drugstore was way, it was right next to Papa's store at that time.
No, the bank was in between.
Well, you know, it was not around on this street. It was around on the other street.
It's that two-story building on the street there. My daddy built the building.
The pool hall, I think, was there. Is there now or something. But anyway, she went to get a milkshake. He was sick. And that's how Papa found out that Daddy was there. And then he met him or something. And Daddy met Uncle Clayton and met Papa or something. And
he later moved out of the drugstore.
Roomed with Aunt Scrap and Uncle Clayton, took a room at their house, and that's how he met Mother. Because Aunt Scrap meant to get them together. So she had a party. Or rather, Daddy saw Mother pass by Aunt Scrap's going to town. And he said to Aunt Scrap, said, "That's the prettiest girl I've ever seen." Said, "Who is that?" And she said, "That's my niece." So she got, they had a some type of... party. And,
Scrap was an incurable romantic.
Yeah.
Always matchmaking.
And Big Mama and Papa sent Mama to your mother's, to Aunt Elba's, because they didn't want her to get married, and Daddy went over there and got her.
She wasn't but 19.
And they got married.
That's right. She had a wedding at the church, and old Brother Christopher married him. And he was a preacher there all to his life. And we had just a low platform like this for a little pulpit on top of it. And all during his sermon, she sat on the edge of the platform.
When she was little, they didn't have a nursery for the children. No. They just had to lie on pallets at the back of the church or do whatever they
she
wanted.
She played around. And
played around in the front of the church.
You couldn't hold her still like Sweet when she was little. She was a regular wiggle tail.
You kept her up there, you'd keep an eye on her easily.
Oh, yeah. And she was satisfied to sit there on the edge of the pulpit. And Lilla ease up and get her. Finally, Brother Christopher says, "Leave the child alone, Miss White." And so that pleased T, so she just sat it out. Looking at the audience.
Bet she liked being sent her attention.
Who was that? Aunt Gladys, that when they called on folks to pray, they had to go down to the front to pray.
They called on Charles Griffiths to play. He was a grandson of this revolutionary soldier. And so he says, "Brother Griffiths, will you lead us in prayer?" He stood up and says, "What are we paying you for?" He says, "You do your own praying." And sat down.
Somebody said, when they called on to pray, says, "Well, preacher says, you go ahead. You're already down there." That's all the way to the front to pray. Was the custom.
Yeah.
I don't know who that was. Somebody around here.
But Charles Griffiths told him that's what he was paying him for, to do his own praying. Oh, brother.
We better go and let you eat your something.